The region also relied on fishing. New Englanders fished for cod, halibut, crabs, oysters, and lobsters. Some ventured far out to sea to hunt whales for oil and whalebone. Colonial trade. As the center of the shipping trade in America, northern coastal cities linked the northern colonies with the southern colonies and linked America to other parts of the world. New England ships sailed south along the Atlantic coast, trading with the colonies and with islands in the West Indies. They crossed the Atlantic, carrying fish, furs, and fruit to trade for manufactured goods in England and Europe. These colonial merchant ships followed many different trading routes. Some went directly to England and back. Others followed trade routes that came to be called the triangular trade, because the routes formed a triangle. On one leg of such a route, ships brought sugar and molasses from the West Indies to the New England colonies. In New England, the molasses would be made into rum. Next, the rum and other goods were shipped to West Africa and traded for enslaved Africans. Slavery was widely practiced in West Africa. Many West African kingdoms enslaved those they defeated in war. Some of the enslaved were sold to Arab slave traders. Others were forced to mine gold or work in farm fields. With the arrival of the Europeans, enslaved Africans also began to be shipped to America in exchange for trade goods. On the final leg of the route, the enslaved Africans were taken to the West Indies, where they were sold to planters. The profit was used to buy more molasses, and the process started over. The Middle Passage. The inhumane part of the triangular trade, shipping enslaved Africans to the West Indies, was known as the Middle Passage. Olodau Equiano, a young African forced onto a ship to America, later described the voyage. "I was soon put down under the decks. The closeness of the place and the heat of the climate added to the number in the ship, which was so crowded that each had scarcely room to turn himself, almost suffocated us. The shrieks of the women and the groans of the dying rendered or made the whole a scene of horror." With its trade, shipbuilding, and fishing, New England's economy flourished. Although good farmland was lacking in much of the region, New England's population grew and towns and cities developed. The Middle Colonies. The Middle Colonies enjoyed fertile soil and a slightly milder climate than New England's. Farmers in this region cultivated larger areas of land and produced bigger harvests than did New Englanders. In New York and Pennsylvania, farmers grew large quantities of wheat and other cash crops, crops that could be sold easily in markets in the colonies and overseas. Farmers sent cargoes of wheat and livestock to New York City and Philadelphia for shipment, and these cities became busy ports. By the 1760s, New York, with 18,000 people, and Philadelphia, with 24,000 people, were the largest cities in the American colonies. Industries of the Middle Colonies. Like the New England colonies, the Middle Colonies also had industries. Some were home-based crafts, such as carpentry and flower making. Others included larger businesses, such as lumbering, mining, and small-scale manufacturing. One iron mill in northern New Jersey employed several hundred workers, many of them from Germany. Other smaller iron works operated in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.